The first reading is taken from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live, and may enter in and take possession of all the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. In your observance of the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin upon you today, you shall not add to what I command you, nor subtract from it. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear all these statutes and say, 'This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people.' For what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are just as this whole law which I am setting before you today?" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. The one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. Whoever walks blamelessly and does justice, who thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue, the one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. Who harms not his fellow man or takes up a reproach against his neighbor, who by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord. The one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. Who lends not his money at usury and accepts no bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things shall never be disturbed. The one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. The second reading is a reading from the letter of James. Dearest brothers and sisters, all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. The gospel of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Sorry. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Pharisees and some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes question him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites. As it is written, "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm still not back in Erie. I have another day. I'll be back, God willing, tomorrow late afternoon. So you just have to listen to these recordings for another day. But I love the second reading, of course, because it talks about the Word of God. And here's James, and he says, humbly, to always approach God's Word with humility, humbly welcome the Word that's been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Do you daily read Scripture? I'm telling you, this isn't one of these options. You got to humbly receive His Word. Do it every day. Again, you know me. No Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. I've said it 100 million times. I know you're sick of hearing it. But I say it so many times so you'll listen. humbly welcome the word. Let it be planted in you. It has the power to save you. Look at how many of you, you're looking at all this stuff on Facebook. You're listening to all these people that agree with you. Go to the word of God, who unbelievably doesn't agree with you. He'll always challenge you. He'll hit you right in the stomach. This is what he wants you to do. And he says you've got to be doers of the word and not just hearing it only. Because if only thing you do is hear it, you're deluding yourself. And then what does he say? He says, religion is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their affliction and keep oneself unstained by the world. Jesus just tells us, his word just tells us that we need to be taking care of orphans and widows. There are orphans all over the world. Are you doing anything? Jesus explicitly in his word says, I want you to do something. So we can hear the power of God. We can hear his word. It's planted in us. You've got it inside you now. You can't get rid of it. The loudest priest on the planet just told you what God said. Are you going to humbly welcome this word? Are you going to give it the power to save you? Are you going to allow it to save you because you act on it? Or is it going to go in one ear and out the other, and you're just going to keep doing what you always do? Father, don't bother me. I'm going to bother you. Humbly welcome the word with its power to save you and act on it. Don't just listen. You know what you got to do. Now do it. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.